This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Five years ago today, the attack on Pearl Harbor. That and 9/11. The attacks that will forever change the United States of America. Welcome to a 75th Pearl Harbor anniversary edition of What's on Your Mind today as we look forward on the news of the day. Congressman Kevin Cramer of the Talk Radio Town Hall will be here for a full hour today to take your calls, questions, and comments. We are brought to you by our friends at Titan Outlet. Today might be a good day for a new tractor. And while this isn't a new tractor, it is a, you know, it's new to you, it's a good deal. A 2012 New Holland T8, that 390, got 968 hours on it. 340 horsepower, 1,000 PTO, 1,600 pound weight front weights with the bracket. The rear outfitted with five remotes and a high capacity hydraulic pump. 18 speeds forward, four in reverse, power shift transmission, 3-point quick hitch. Michelin tires, the front one's 480, 770 R43s. The dual rear tires are the 480 80 R450s. With a differential lock, cab has the luxury leather interior with a suspended seat. The auto guidance ready technology with the IntelliView 3 monitor. It's a dandy. Now, here's the nice thing. When you buy iron from Titan Outlet Store, it's guaranteed, but it's at outlet prices. That's the best part of this deal. And when you buy it and tell them we sent you, they take 11% off. So shop at TitanOutletStore.com. Find something you need. Save 11%. Or stop and see them if you're traveling I-94. They're Minnesota Exit 6, just past Moorhead. Glendon, Titan Outlet Store. TitanOutletStore.com, or you can call them at 218-233-3700. 218-233-3700. All right, Congressman Cramer not here quite yet, right, Manny? And we have some calls held over from last hour. So let me just go to some folks here that have been waiting to chat. Mike and Mandan is one. Go ahead, Mike. Mike, are you there? Or Manny, can you turn Mike up, one of the two?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
No, I can't, sir. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, first off, I just want to say, you know, what a brave sacrifice the men and women that responded in results of Pearl Harbor and the example that they gave to the rest of America. Just something, as a veteran myself, I hold that in high regard.
You should.
Also, you know, I'm from Florida. I came up to Mandan to see what's going on here up here myself. It seems
Wait a minute, though. Just help me out here. You came from Florida specifically for what? To join the protest?
No. Actually, I came up, planned on coming up with a group that was going to be standing by the citizens.
You wanted to help stand up against this stuff. You literally came up to help on the other side.
Yes, I did. I believe, you know, and because I had to do a lot of digging to find out, you know, what's really going on and the results of, you know, what these protesters are doing and stuff like that. And, you know, there's almost a complete media blackout of the other side of this story. Pretty much outside of, you know, this side of the state.
You're absolutely right. And the protesters, eco-terrorists, you know, agitators are very good at manipulating the media and narrating the story from their perspective. And I don't know what, I guess so many of us are in the, you know, work for a living, are not professional protesters that you get overwhelmed by it. But it's chilling to me. It really is. Well, Mike, call again before you leave. I'd love to visit with you some more and hear more of your story. Interesting that you came up to join the other side, because that, I think, is fairly rare. Congressman Kevin Cramer is on our Talk Radio Town Hall hotline. Hello, sir.
Hey, Scott.
Welcome back. How are you?
Well, I'm very well, thanks. Great to be back. I'm in the sunny Washington, D.C. today, where I suppose the temperature's at least above freezing, but I've been looking at pictures of North Dakota and thinking, oh, my.
A lot of snow. Fred from Wing just called and said this thing isn't over either. He's still got blizzard conditions out by Wing. So.
Wow. Well, everybody stay safe. That's the main thing.
Yeah, exactly. Annette and Benedict and Ryan on the road waiting to weigh in. Other lines open if you'd like to get in to ask a question of Congressman Cramer at 800-228-0550. We did have a text question come in after you left yesterday. And those, by the way, are always welcome. 701-226-8503. You can burn up Todd's smartphone by texting him. It's in his hot little hand right now. 701.
I don't have to pay the bill. Go ahead.
226-8503. This says, will the congressman keep his weekly call-in radio show when he joins the historic Trump team?
Well, a couple of things. First of all, it's built on a presumption that it might be premature, but should I join the Trump team as a member of the cabinet, obviously my time would be a premium, more so than it even is now, and of course my obligations would be to all of the citizens of the United States, not just those in North Dakota. However, we would do our best to participate as often as it's practical, and probably, Scott, more than anything, would be to participate in Energy Matters on a fairly regular basis. So I think we could certainly find a way to stay in touch, because even on the cabinet, if you're representing 49 other states in addition to North Dakota, the best advice on how to do energy and environmental policy still comes from the Peace Garden State.
All right. And judging by the sound effects from Todd, that means that was the right answer.
Good. It's a game show.
Yes, exactly.
No, you just gave the right answer. That's
all. Oh, good. Okay.
Yes, well, that's good to hear, and thank you, Ed, for the question. Annette and Benedict for Congressman Cramer, go ahead.
Yes, hi there. Thank you for taking the call. It just seems with the protests that the government and the authorities do everything to accommodate their free speech rights, and their goal is to do everything as much as possible to make it as difficult for everybody involved, to push the police, to push the community, to push all the authorities to make all matters as difficult as possible. And they are violating and abusing their First Amendment right. And when it is a right that I think should be able to be revoked. If I abuse my right with a concealed weapon permit or other types of constitutional rights, that right can be put in check. And the government authorities, why aren't they going ahead and requiring some consequences from them? I realize that they are on federal lands, but we still have authority over the roads, the access in and out of that site. To hold up the law and to have some backbone with these protesters, what if they were required once they left, tell them, once you leave, you will not be, we are, closing down this road completely, and once you leave, you need to take all your belongings with you because you will not be allowed back in. Once out, and you're not going to be allowed back in. And it would be a way to break up the camp on a more one-by-one basis, instead of trying to take on the mass all at once. Or if they are allowed back in, maybe they should be required to sign a waiver that we're not going to rescue them. We're supposed to accommodate them, But then we are not taking requiring any consequences.
And then I'm going to stop you there because we are coming up on a break, and I want to give Congressman Cramer a quick chance, at least 30 seconds, to give his response to your comments here.
Well, she's right about this, that liberty is not license. And unfortunately, in this regard, in this particular instance, the government has chosen to squash the rights of private property owners, of private business, of workers, of consumers of energy products. They've decided to put their rights on the shelf and allow illegal activity in disguised as free speech. And once you do that, once you start that, of course, you've gotten on the slippery slope, and that's exactly where we are. We can certainly elaborate more on it on the other side of the break, because I think she raises many good and important points. But I think part of the problem here is in the early going, the government thought, well, how harmful could it be to let them just camp illegally for a while? The problem with that is once you allow one illegal activity, it's called enabling, right? We see it in...
Absolutely. Not to mention the precedent that should be set there, at least in the core. I mean, I've heard the horrific stories about how they treat people, if they're one inch onto their land. So more after this. Don't go away, folks.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic, computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming machinery and land auctions include farm equipment retirement auctions in Bowman, Hillsboro, Watford City, Cheyenne, and Steele, North Dakota, and exceptional cropland auctions in Logan, Stark, Emmons, Ramsey, and Cavalier counties in North Dakota, and crop and hunting land auctions in Clay and Becker counties in Minnesota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
You decide. That's a great way to live life. And you pull up to the pump at PetroServe USA locations, and you get to decide. Do I want E15, E10, E85, E30, E40? Do I want unleaded? You get choice at the pump at PetroServe USA locations all throughout North Dakota and Minnesota. Just look for that red, white, and blue banner of PetroServe USA, the folks that help America fuel better, because they love the idea of connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. And that gives you choice at the pump. Simple as that. Come on in the store for some great savings. Always, my personal favorite is the 4 for $4 special. Four items for $4. Okay, what are they, Scott? How about a personal pan pizza? Hot stuff. One of the best. How about a 20-ounce drink of your choice? And how about two delicious cookies? Four items, the pizza, the pot, the cookies, $4 all day, every day. Exactly. At a PetroServe USA location near you. Tell them Scott sent you.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
USA, the good folks that help America fuel better by connecting our North Dakota farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields and give you choice at the pump. They also have some great deals. I always, whenever I fill up at PetroServe USA, I always go inside because there's some good deal. And I really love that Kenny's Candy Licorice. It's the Wiley Wallaby. Is that what it is? I can't remember the name. It's the Australian licorice. It's so good. And they always have that cheaper than it is anywhere else. They have the 4-for-4 deal. Here's the hot stuff personal pan pizza, the two cookies, the 20-ounce drink. Four items, $4 all day, every day. Bison apparel, lots of things. And register for the $50,000 giveaway. PetroServe USA cards given away every week, and you got to register each week to be in on the drawing. So PetroServe USA, red, white, and blue. Look for them and tell them Scott sent you. Back with Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall, continuing on the program today. And let's see here. Did you anything else you wanted to say with to our previous guest before we go to the next one?
Yeah, you know, she brought up another point about the government, and that I think is just one of the most despicable things about the federal government's response to the Dakota Access Pipeline, and that is the only significant, well, it's not significant, the only law enforcement help the Department of Justice has sent are observers to try and catch our police officers doing things so that they could file charges against the police officers, not to come and support law enforcement. In fact, Loretta Lynch, in her recent statement, it was so awful, Scott, she creates a moral equivalent between breaking the law and enforcing the law, as though they're equally protected under the law. And that it shows you what's gone on, why the country's situation is for the last 8 years, and how we've enabled illegal activity, criminal activity, even encouraged it as somehow equal to legal commerce. And we've got a lot of work to do to straighten it out.
Ryan, who is traveling, so he's on the road. Next up on Talk Radio Town Hall, 800-228-0550. Text welcome to, by the way, 701-226-8503. Go ahead, Ryan.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hey, I'm just a veteran who traveled up to Standing Rock to support the Native Americans in their struggle for protecting their water, and I wanted to let everyone know why I came up here. The way the natives have been treated, I think, has been abhorrent, and what I witnessed, you know, people being put in dog kennels, sprayed with water and below freezing temperatures, and shot with rubber bullets. That's not why I joined the military. I didn't join the military to enable these kinds of activities to take place in my country. I didn't serve in a military environment to come back to one that police are enforcing. And I think what's going on up there is wrong, and I'm happy with the Army Corps of Engineers denial of their permit.
Where are you from? Yeah, I'm curious to where Ryan's from then. Sorry, Kevin, go ahead. Where are you from, Ryan?
Chicago,
got it. Okay, sorry, Kevin, go ahead.
No, first of all, Brian, thanks for your service to our country. And second of all, the best way to avoid police enforcement is to not break the law. And so when you have these protesters pushing onto private land to try and stop private companies from doing legal commerce, and knowing what they've done previously in terms of harassing officers' families, forcing them to move from their homes, putting threatening comments on their social media about officers, having thrown handmade or homemade bombs and weapons and logs burnt that are on fires. By the way, the water was there to put out the fires that they started, protesters started. So the best way to not get sprayed with water is to not start fires and not try to push against hundreds of protesters pushing against police officers, simply protecting private property. And by the way, I think it's a good time, Scott, to thank our first responders for their incredible heroic work in trying to rescue many of the protesters who foolishly are camping out in a blizzard that's life-threatening. So kudos to our first responders for their good work.
Yeah, Ryan, obviously you heard those reports, you know, the dog kennel thing. There's no such thing as a dog kennel. Nobody was put in a dog kennel, you know. I mean, I don't begrudge you.
I have a quick question for you. Isn't what the oil company doing now illegal, that their permit has been denied? And as far as homemade bombs being thrown at police officers, I haven't heard any reports of police officers being injured by any bombs, but I have heard reports of a young woman who was not there protesting who had her arm almost blown off by a manufactured bomb that police threw into the crowd.
Yeah, that's very unfortunate that young woman had that happen. Because that was a canister that was made by the protesters, and unfortunately, she got in the way of it. And so it was meant for police officers, but she got in the way of it. So some of the misinformation, Scott, that's going around the country. So,
how did you come about that information? Because
it was
I'm not from North Dakota, and I don't want to be disrespectful. Obviously, I'm a guest here in your state.
Well,
if misinformation is being put out, you know, I'd like to know how you were able to confirm that the protesters were making bombs and that somehow she was inadvertently injured and all of the mainstream media somehow just lied about that. You know what I mean? I've been there in the camp. There were no bomb-making factories. Everybody there was...
Well, there's video of the Molotov cocktails being thrown at law enforcement officers.
Right.
And the Morton County Sheriff's Department did a whole investigation on the canisters you're talking about and put out the actual photos of them and everything else. Had an eyewitness report of when that woman was hurt, where she wasn't supposed to be, of course, which led to that as well. There's some culpability there. None of this happens. Again, to Kevin's earlier point, if you're not there. His last question, and then I got to move on, but is the company doing anything illegally?
Yeah, no, that's what I'm wondering. I don't know what he's referring to in terms of the illegal activity by the company. Cause,
I think he's saying just the fact that they're there doing work.
Yeah, but they're allowed to do work. This easement only applies to that one spot on the river shore that will be the spot where the horizontal directional drill will take place. But the other 1,170 miles of the 1,171 miles of the pipeline is permitted and for the most part built. But there's some work to continue.
Rick in Mandan for Congressman Kevin Cramer. Go ahead, Rick. You're up.
Hi, hey, Congressman Cramer. How are you today?
I'm very well, thank you.
Hey, thank you, by the way, for that book that you lent me on the Native American treaties prepare for my interview. That was helpful. Thank you.
Good.
Just wanted to say, Scott, you mentioned the other guy that, you know, kind of an anomaly, up here, coming to support the citizenry. I'm in a similar position. I've been here for 5 weeks. I'm between jobs. I've got a lot of relatives in the county, and I'm concerned about safety. So I've been here for 5 weeks, took a week off for Thanksgiving, and now I'm back for another week to try to keep track of things and meet with people like Congressman Cramer. I'm still trying to get in to see Senator Heitkamp. She's pretty elusive about things. But so that's part of my story. Wanted to agree with Congressman Cramer about the whole thing about permission. When I go camping at a state park, I go and get my park sticker and find out what the rules are. And there's never any permission granted for any of these things. And I was talking to a business owner this morning and said that, the protesters are being given housing in places like the Brave Center here in town. And they basically take it over and start setting up all kinds of different apparatus and whatever without permission. It's just, it's just kind of a constant thing.
Rick, thanks for the call. We'll let Congressman Cramer respond when we get back here, and others waiting as well on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Don't go away.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features NDSC First Aid Coordinator Shelley Dahl discussing the importance of knowing CPR and first aid for common hunting injuries.
Things that you can do, like with a broken bone, knowing when to move them, when not to move them. We're looking at an impalement. Never remove anything that's impaled in your body. The big one is heart attack. A lot of people that are out hunting, it's probably the one time of the year that they're exercising, and so they overexert themselves and have a heart attack. In rural North Dakota, 90% of the time it takes an ambulance at least 20 minutes to arrive on the scene. So it's really important that the people that you're hunting with have basic skills of CPR so that they can actually do those compressions and give breath until EMS gets there for you.
To register for a first aid and CPR class, go to www.ndsc.org. That's ndsc.org.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
reasons for Four Seasons Now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, celebrating Christmas. Countdown. Look at the calendar. It'll scare you. It'll be here in a blink. Also recognizing the 75th anniversary of the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor, an event that thrust the United States into the greatest war the world has ever seen. The words of the Facebook post today of Congressman Kevin Cramer on his Facebook page that... you can check out as well. So comments on that, questions on that, on the ongoing efforts to end the Dakota Access Pipeline protest, and anything else on your mind, maybe even a question about his visit yesterday with the one and only Donald Trump, Time's Person of the Year, as if there was any other choice, right?
Yeah, I mean, right.
Didn't surprise me.
No.
All right, so Rick and Mandan had a number of thoughts. Another individual coming to... support the right side of this. Any comments to Rick?
Well, I mean, Rick, I think, made his own points very effectively, and he's clearly both there to watch out for things, including his family and sort of his tradition, his history, but also, of course, you know, to learn the truth about it. Rick mentioned a book. He borrowed a book from me that you actually lent to me, Scott. That's the book about treaties and sovereignty and sort of the history of the government-to-government you know, policy and what that exactly means.
I lent it to you because I didn't have time to read it. You obviously didn't have time to read it. So Rick, you need to give us a full report,
yeah,
right? We need
we
need the book report. But it actually came to me from a friend of mine, Mike Bubba Cantrell from down in Oklahoma, who was watching all the situation saying all of these things that are claimed, you know, are wrong, right? I mean, there's just so much of, and the treaty is one of those. In fact, I have a letter here. From an individual that is one of the wisest men I know, honestly, and he wrote up a little piece the ABCs of this whole thing, and the Dakota Access Pipeline, and he's talking about a lie is a lie until it's challenged by the truth, and the perpetrators of the eco-terrorism currently going on. Supposedly over a pipeline being put under the Missouri River in Lake Oahe in southern North Dakota, the leaders of this eco-terrorism group in the United States have an unbelievable way of getting their lie out, which seems to be pattern using the same methods that the Black Lives Matter group used, and is very effective. And so one of the things he talks about in here is the Fort Laramie Treaty of 1851 comes up repeatedly when Native Americans say this land is ours per the Fort Laramie Treaty of 1851. Here's some news. He writes, that treaty was broken by the Indians and then by the U.S. government, thereby nullifying the treaty. All it is now are words on paper with no meaning. The Native community needs to be informed. Those days are gone. They're over. Welcome to the real world. Along the same line, the Native Americans lost. It's just the way it was and never, never has been effort after effort to compensate the Native Americans for what happened in the past. Maybe it's time to forget about the past, disband all the systems in place, and let the Native Americans find their way into the American culture. All of the help that has been given appears to be quite unappreciated and detrimental, so stop it. What do you say to that?
Well, it's a little harsh, frankly. I think he's right about the treaty, that the Fort Laramie Treaty was there's a treaty subsequent to that one that redrew the lines, but all of that can be challenged in court, and that's the place to challenge. The problem is that they've lost in court twice, including the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals. So it's, they probably feel a little bit defeated in that sense, so they had to take the political tact when the legal tact didn't work. So, but with regard to how generous we've been to the Native Americans, I would just caution we've been pretty hard on them as well, and that there's a larger, important discussion that needs to take place going forward. I worry about that discussion taking place because, frankly, we have Native American leaders now who want to walk across a bridge that they burned down, and that's going to be very difficult. We're going to have to rebuild the bridge. That's going to take some time, but it's still important work to do.
Let's go to Brad in Minot for Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall. Go ahead, Brad.
Yeah, good morning. Just a couple points here. Number one on Ryan that came up from Chicago. Unless he wants to be called a hypocrite, I would propose that he get himself back to Chicago using some method of transportation that doesn't use petroleum products. Otherwise, in my mind, he's a hypocrite. But secondly, as far as the congressman goes, I'd like to get his comment on this. I think Congress has been way too mellow in dealing with this administration. I mean, they're afraid to use the power of the purse. They're afraid to shut this administration down with some of these things that they're doing. And now we're seeing what happens when you think you can get along with these people. And I'm wondering why we haven't stood up more to the administration. Congress has power of the purse. Why haven't they used it?
Well, I guess I'd need a little more specifics there, Brad. I mean, we've cut their budgets significantly, several of the budgets significantly. Even when we were just one half of the majority, now that we've had the House and the Senate, we were able to pass budgets and budget reconciliation and do a number of things, all of which, of course, were vetoed by the president. So the power of the purse is one of those things that's a little bit misunderstood because we can propose, and we do, in the House, but it still has to pass the Senate and it still has to go to the president. And the short of that, by the way, just so people understand, that puts all of the power in the hands of the executive branch, because without Congress's appropriations, then continuing resolutions continue to fund the government at current levels. And that's been a part of our dilemma for sure. But with regard to being more aggressive toward them, I mean, we've used our oversight and investigations committees very effectively to bring to light a lot of the ills of this administration.
Okay, well, here's how I propose you handle it. You tell the administration not one penny will be spent on anything. I mean nothing until they straighten themselves out and quit supporting this kind of stuff. I mean, yeah, there's going to be a little bit of pain, but until you make these guys acquiesce, they're not going to do it. So you shut everything down until they agree with the way things are supposed to be run. End of story.
You should run on that philosophy because the only way to do that, of course, is to let the funding run out and then you shut the government down, and then veterans don't get their payments, and then seniors don't
get
their payments.
That's not true.
Well,
Social Security and all that stuff goes out. That's mandatory spending.
Social Security is mandatory spending and Medicare is mandatory spending. Of course, you have to have people in the place to send the money out to literally process it, and that doesn't have to happen. And that's one of the dilemmas, is the spending will eventually happen and catch up. In fact, a lot of spending, unfortunately, happens and catches up later, including paying people for not coming to work when the government's shut down. Highway construction would stop, for example. There'd be no highway construction during a shutdown.
That's fine. There's going to be some pain in the short term, but until we get these people to realize that we're serious, it's going to continue with them having all the power. So finally, it's going to come to the where that has to be done. And yeah, there's going to be some short-term pain, but it has to be done. Otherwise, we end up where we are now.
Well, where's that exactly?
With the administration dictating how things are going to go. They're themselves changing their mind after the fact. Now this poor company is sitting out there with billions of dollars invested, and now they can't complete a project that had already went through the legal channel. all because we let this administration do things the way they're not supposed to be done.
Well, I mean, with all due respect, blaming the Republicans for President Obama's lack of lawful activity, it's like blaming George Bush for the terrorist attack on New York. There are certain behavior you just can't govern. And just as an example, with regard to this president, I mean, he has been overturned by the Supreme Court unanimously more than any president in modern history. He really hasn't gotten his way nearly as much as people think he has. Now, for 2 years, for a few months, he had 60 Democratic senators control of the House of Representatives, and he gave us Obamacare, and he gave us Dodd-Frank, and Obamacare is spiraling to its death. If we did nothing, it would spiral to its death. And talk about hurt, there'll be a lot of not just short-term hurt, but long-term hurt. So we're going to have to intervene here while we have the Congress and the president to try and fix it. But there's going to be a lot of short-term hurt with that just because, again, it's spiraling to its death. I don't know any other way to put it. It's absolutely
thanks for the call, Brad, by the way, and I'm going to keep going to others. Now that you do have the Obama administration, much of what you described was a product of the Obama administration. That pain's gone. You've replaced that now with a Republican president and doing things new way. What is your working in Congress on the steering committee that you're on, deciding what will be the top agenda items, who's on what committees and all of those things? What most excites you about what that change means for North Dakotans and for the country?
First of all, we're going to be able to repeal Obamacare, and we're going to be able to do it very soon. Now, we're going to have to give a couple-year timeline to fix it because 21 million people will go out, will be without insurance because, rates are skyrocketing. You guys, you think that the current rate structure has been a disaster? In the next few months, there are going to be rates that are going to go up hundreds of percent in parts of our country, and we're going to have to intervene and try to fix all that in the middle of the chaos. So the second thing is the rollback of regulations. A lot of that can be done on January 20th. A lot of it will have to take, it will be done in the first 100 days. And then some of it that's going to require promulgation of rules and new legislation will take longer. But the first couple of years will be very exciting for rolling back regulations of all sorts, not just EPA regulations either. There are lots of regulations. Banking regulations are killing our farmers and all kinds of other business regulations. And then tax reform. So we're going to be able to use the budget reconciliation process, which will allow only 51 senators to pass certain things that this president will sign as opposed to the previous president who vetoed them. And I think tax reform will be part of that second tranche, if you will. Obamacare will be the first one, and then tax reform will be the second one, and we can make America very competitive in the global marketplace again by rolling back regulations and simplifying our tax codes.
Gary in Jamestown, go ahead for Congressman Kramer.
Hello.
Hi, Gary.
Yes. Question. These protest groups, do any of them have a tax-exempt status? Could that be revoked?
Yeah. And very, secondly, very good question.
Secondly, Gary, that's in response to that fellow from Chicago, I understand that some of the shrapnel removed from her injury was from a propane container.
Right.
And my source for that is the most reliable source of rank hearsay I know of, and that's Internet News. And I'll just hang up and let you answer.
Yeah. Well, with regard to that, the woman whose arm was shattered or was shredded, first of all, they claimed there was concussion grenades, which, of course, we don't have. Our police officers don't have and didn't use. And concussion grenades don't create shrapnel. They create a loud noise. And so that was clearly a myth. And I
hold
think
that,
proven out, by the way.
Hold that thought, if you would. Hang on. We'll finish this on the other side of the break. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morkin of Castleton. Soybean producers interested in intensive soybean management should attend one of five Getting It Right meetings scheduled in North Dakota. North Dakota State University Extension representatives will discuss soybean research and 2016 production issues. Meeting dates and locations are Thursday, January 5th from 9:30 to 3:30 at the Lignite Community Center in Lignite, Tuesday, January 24th from 10 until 3 at the Masonic Lodge Meeting Hall in Candu, Wednesday, January 25th from 10 until 3 at the Cobblestone Inn in East Botnell. Thursday, January 26th from 10 until 3 at the Memorial Hall in Washburn. Friday, January 27th from 10 until 3 at Downtowner Banquet Room in Napoleon. For more information, contact NDSU Extension agronomist Dr. Hans Kandahl at 701-231-8135.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Vince Webker's here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 events. I need a really, really good Christmas gift this year. Any suggestions, any ideas?
Well, I'd do a sauna because anybody can have one. You know, the thing with a hot tub, you pretty much got to own your own home. A sauna can go anywhere. I mean, you can live in an apartment. We can put one in there. And all you need is an outlet in the wall. And it is really the greatest gift of wellness you could give. They come in all sizes, all designs. As a matter of fact, we could even customize one for that special person for that special gift.
Indoor, outdoor, your decision?
Indoor, outdoor, wherever you want to put it. Now, some saunas can only be indoors, but it just depends where to put it.
And what will that gift give all year long?
It will give the gift of health and wellness. Matter of fact, it will give the gift of a stress reliever, a boosting the immune system, detoxification, sleeping better.
Put a bow on that.
Better. You got it.
Put a bow on feeling better. I love it. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Sauna headquarters, Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot, too.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
God's approval of the bumper music. We are in the Christmas spirit here on What's on Your Mind. Back with our final segment. Where does the time go? Congressman Kevin Cramer and your calls, questions, and comments. So the caller had a couple of points that you wanted to address.
Well, and it was Gary, right? And there was one other point I wanted to address.
Well, he was talking about the protester and the protester who had the injury, the significant injury.
Right.
Sophia Walensky, by the way, is her name. And there is a website called bearingarms.com that has really good facts in that whole thing and points out the investigation.
Yeah, and actually, as you probably know, that her side of the argument has gotten very quiet. And when that happens, you know that the evidence doesn't point their direction. So, and I think that one was put to rest fairly clearly by video evidence and observers and whatnot, that this canister, well, starting with the idea of shrapnel, you know, even their claim of a concussion grenade doesn't create shrapnel. So clearly it was some device that came from the other side.
Let's go next to Mark on the road for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead, Mark.
Hi, Congressman. I got a number of things have come to mind here while you've been talking, while I've been on hold, but I guess in the limited time, I better get to what I called about. This omnibus bill you touched on that's coming up, it's my understanding that this Klein out of Minnesota is going to try and attach something to it to attack multi-employer pensions again. I know you've been working pretty hard for us to try and do something to lessen that blower to save it. Is there any danger of something like that getting pushed through again at midnight like it did in 2014?
Sure. So interesting. Good question, because what we're going to vote on tomorrow is a continuing resolution as opposed to an omnibus spending bill. So continuing resolutions tend to be much simpler. They don't have a lot of things attached to it. There was talk of attaching some sort of a fix for the Central States pension plan, although I think the advocates for it even backed off of that idea, and I think it's a good idea, because something like that would be, even for those who want it, and I realize not everybody thinks that the government should bail out the pension fund, but you oftentimes in this kind of a situation in a CR, you end up with a much inferior product. And once you've given up your political capital to get some relief, it probably would not be what you're hoping for in the long run. And that's part of what led to these pension problems in the first place. So I don't know which side you're on, Mark, but no, that will not be in the CR. The draft is already out. The script, it'll be a closed rule, so there'll be no amendments allowed on the floor, and it'll be a straight up or down vote. And I expect it'll pass the House tomorrow sometime and go to the Senate, where I also would expect it to pass the Senate. But that just funds the government at current levels into April, during which time we can fund the rest of the year through a more appropriate appropriations process, probably some sort of an omnibus, but it'll have the Donald Trump administration stamp on it rather than the Barack Obama stamp on it.
Appreciate the call, Mark. Do we have any more information from the Army Corps of Engineers on this decision to deny the easement as to whether or not the process, once the Trump administration takes over, can be reversed quickly, start over? What do we know about what that decision means?
Well, interestingly, and probably somewhat troubling, it will be litigated either way. So the fact that the Corps did this denial with reasons, even though there are no legal reasons for them to have done it, they can't come up with a legal reason. It does provide opportunity for mischief with lawyers. That having been said, there is a draft easement. It's drafted. It's a legal document. I have a letter in my hand right now from 3 weeks ago, November 14th, to Dave Archambault and the company that states in the very first paragraph. Now, this is November 14th, remember. This is after they delayed it. The Army has – this is a quote. The Army has completed that review. This is an extensive review. Accounting for information it has received from the tribes – okay, this is in consultation with tribes, and the pipeline company since September, and has concluded that its previous decisions comported with legal requirements. In other words, they have a very specific legal document here that says the pipeline has met all the legal requirements. And so this notion now that they have more information from the tribe, even though in this document they claim they have that more information from the tribe, it's going to make it very difficult for them to stop this. Besides, just as a practical matter, even the courts will be practical sometimes. The pipeline currently ends at the river's edge, and it starts again at the other side of the river. The only way to reroute it would be to go up the river on one side and cross it somewhere else and come back down the river on the other side. If that's not more imposing and intrusive on federal lands, I don't know what is.
Texter says, here's a real example of what happened to me in the 90s. We were camping with two small kids. I set up a solar shower by tying the bag to the tree. I was told to take it down as a guest cannot cut, tie, or alter any government property. Really? Now compare that to the protesters. I mean, we got a million of those stories, too, right, on the double standard here.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I will be honest, guys. What if? This is what's so chilling. I mean, you have the Corps of Engineers and their management of the property, which they've never been very good at, by the way, but they have completely decimated the law in this one. There is no way that they can ever again, with any moral authority, fine or stop anybody from doing whatever they want in Corps land. So their own credibility and integrity has been shot if they had it. Secondly, what if a bunch of out-of-work coal miners wanted to stop the next transmission line that takes wind power? You can't stop them. We've told them it's okay to do that. Do whatever you need to do. Burn property. It's okay. Stop that.
Many,
being built.
many ramifications from all of this.
Yep.
Congressman
yep.
Kramer has a great op-ed in today's Wall Street Journal. Pick up a copy or read it online. It's a dandy on this Dakota Access Pipeline thing. Thank you, sir. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Scotty. Bye-bye.
God bless you, folks. See you tomorrow. It's time to save you money with Titan Outlet Store. Guaranteed iron at outlet prices. Online at TitanOutletStore.com. If you tell them Scott sent you, they'll take 11% off the price. 11%. Look at this deal right here. About $159,000 item. It's a 2012 New Holland T8 390 with 968 hours. Sharp tractor, 340 horsepower. Loaded up. 18-speed Ford, 4-speed reverse, 3-point quick hitch. All Michelin tires. 11% off. TitanOutletStore.com. TitanOutletStore.com or call 218-233-3700.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.